Chapter 11. Abigail's Best Performance. The next morning, Abigail and I walked to the prison. I hid behind a tree, watching, while Abigail knocked on the prison gate. The guard opened the gate for her. "Yes," he said. "I'm here to visit some of the prisoners on behalf of my father, the minister," said Abigail. "I need to hear their confessions." The guard hesitated. Would he let her in? I held my breath. "You know how busy my father is," Abigail continued, smiling provocatively at the guard. "Let me talk to the prisoners, and then I'll come and talk to you." The guard's face turned red. He smiled at her and opened the gate. Abigail was in. I waited for a long time. Why was it taking so long? Had Abigail been caught? Was our plan ruined? Just as I was getting desperate, I heard a sound at the gate. A different guard opened the gate and a young lady stepped out. I couldn't see her face, but she was wearing Abigail's purple dress, purple boots, and white hat. As she walked away and turned the corner, I caught a glimpse of her face, and my heart filled with joy. It was Sarah. The plan had worked. Abigail had talked to some of the prisoners, and then the guard had unlocked Sarah's cell for her to enter. Once inside, she explained my plan and exchanged clothes with Sarah. The guard thought he was letting Abigail out of the prison. For once, Abigail had used her acting skills to do some good. Sarah followed Abigail's instructions perfectly. She walked a few streets down to the corner where her parents were waiting for her in a carriage. I had paid the carriage driver to take them far from Salem, wherever they chose to go. They knew they must get away from Salem as fast as possible. By the time Abigail was discovered in the prison cell and Sarah's escape became known, the Smith family was safely out of reach. Abigail did not find it hard to convince the minister and everybody of her innocence and the escape plan. "I was in Sarah's cell and she bewitched me. She caused one of my fits," she told everybody. "By the time I was conscious again, I was wearing Sarah's prison clothes and she was gone. I didn't see or hear a thing. She was so quick and clever, just like a real witch." It seemed a logical explanation to the townspeople, who believed that witches were capable of anything. Abigail gave a great performance when she gave her testimony. The best performance I'd ever seen, in fact. So everybody believed her, and she didn't get into any trouble, which was a pity. The people were always prepared to forgive the minister's daughter. After this, I couldn't stay in Salem anymore. I knew I had to leave. My relationship with my father was destroyed. That night, I packed a bag and prepared for the journey. Before leaving, I visited Abigail for the last time to hear about her encounter with Sarah. "Was Sarah okay?" I asked. "Was she hurt?" "No, she was fine," Abigail told me. "I told her that this was your plan, and you had organized a carriage for her and her parents. I asked her where they were running to, and she told me they had family in New Haven. But that's all we had time for. We exchanged clothes, and she left before the guard became suspicious. She'll be fine. Don't worry." I thanked Abigail and left the town that night. I didn't even know where I was going. I only knew that I had to leave Salem and try to start a new life somewhere else, away from all the evil of my hometown. I hoped that there was a better life for me elsewhere. I never returned to Salem.